Hey everybody, welcome to the latest Elemental Podcast. It is Monday, June 12th, and thanks a whole lot for listening. It's you, it's me, talking to you. I'm Stu McAllister, and you are you. And what the hell happened this past week? I got some ideas here for a podcast. I actually did a different podcast this past week. I met with my buddy Keith Bergman, who's playing the comedy club here in Grand Rapids. Keith has a podcast called Hellbent for Dinner, and essentially the theme for his podcast is to go to a place to eat. You go and you eat, and then you kind of talk about what you ate, and that's what we did, everybody. We went to one of my favorite places to eat in Grand Rapids, the Grand Coney restaurant and diner, and they actually have three Grand Coneys in Grand Rapids now, but we went to the original run over on Michigan, and I had I eat breakfast, and Keith had some sort of concoction called the cheeseburger salad, which we both were hoping that it was going to be an actual cheeseburger cut up into small pieces and thrown on top of a salad. Instead, it was just a salad that had ground beef on top of it. I'm not really sure how they can get away with calling that a cheeseburger salad, but they did. And so we went back to his hotel room and we talked about the meals and what we liked about it. And then we probably talked a good hour plus about comedy and how awful I'm finding it to be and how awful it truly is. And yeah, hey, go listen to it. Good times, man. I say a lot of weird things. And you should go listen to it. Look for it. It's called Hellbent for Dinner. I don't know when he'll drop it because he likes to edit things out. And I don't do that. I personally could care less, everybody. I throw this thing down and you listen to it or you don't. And you accept it for all of its flaws and blemishes and everything else. And maybe that's why I only have 10 listeners. I don't know how many he has. He's probably got 40,000. But go listen to it when he drops at Hellbent for Dinner. That is with my buddy Keith Bergman. You can go follow him at keithbergman.com. And I know he's on Twitter at Keith B. Bergman. And I asked him about why he just didn't go with Keith Bergman. And he didn't think there was already a guy who sat on it and probably isn't doing shit with it. So, but that's what you got to do sometimes, everybody. You just got to go with whatever's given you. So I saw three movies this past week, and I it ranged. Okay, the first movie I saw was Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Don't Tell Tales, I believe is what it's officially called. Yep, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And I also saw Megan Levy, which is the story about the woman who joined the Marines and she became a dog handler. And then I saw Baywatch last night, the Baywatch parody or movie edition. There you go. Three very different movies. Clearly, one I liked a lot more than the rest. One I fell asleep in. And I'll tell you which one I fell asleep in. Pirates of the Caribbean. And I'll tell you why. It is the same movie that all of the other ones have been. If you've seen a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, you've seen them all. The first one was great. Very super entertaining. I loved it a whole lot. But then after that, they all just kind of followed a formula where it's Johnny Depp playing the Jack Sparrow character. He's kind of a screw-up, and there's a curse, and they got to go break the curse, and all of these insane things, demons, ghosts, sea monsters, they all come to destroy him and destroy the world or whatever. And then there's a very climactic scene at the end where he succeeds, and maybe there's a little bit of loss as well too, but there you go. No need to see it if you haven't already. Megan Levy, I enjoyed it a whole lot. I really thought it was going to be better than it was, though. The previews for it were fantastic, and I can't lie, I am a huge sucker for movies that have animals in them. I get teary-eyed. I can't lie. I get teary-eyed in this movie. She has a dog, Rex, that she goes over to Afghanistan in. And I guess it's based on a true story. And they had some things at the end of the movie showing the actual real Megan Levy and Rex, who has passed away. It's not really a spoiler, that movie, or the dog. All of this took place in like 2001 to 3, so clearly that would be an old-ass dog if he was still around. Check it out if you want. But the movie I really enjoyed, I hate to say it, was Baywatch. I never watched the TV show. It was in my age range. I'm 47. I probably should have watched it when it came out as a TV show with David Hasselhoff and Pam Anderson and all that. I never did watch it. Just didn't care. But the movie, it just was super funny. I really enjoy The Rock. He plays off just always a very strong, self-assured character. And I find him very funny. I find him funnier than most comedians, to be honest. And I thought Zac Efron was well cast in the movie as well, too. And it's very raunchy. They swear a whole lot. You see a man's genitalia for a lot longer than anyone should be forced to see a man's genitalia. And I just thought it worked. I don't know why it got panned. Again, you need to go in understanding what these movies are. And it's just going to be goofy and stupid and whatever. And that's exactly what it was. And I really enjoyed it. So I know a good portion of those movies I don't enjoy. But for some reason, this one really struck me. It's funny. It's cheesy, over the top. Goodness. So go check it out if you can. Rated R for really funny. One of the things I do, everybody, I try to contribute to the Eric Zane Show. If you live in Grand Rapids, it's on 107.3 WBBL in Grand Rapids, and you can listen online at WBBL.com. And Eric Zane has had me on his show numerous times, so I just try to do what I can to contribute to the show. I try to find interesting stories that he can talk about on the show. I found one this today about a man who he was arrested for shooting another man with a shotgun, and he had packed the shotgun shell with Rice Krispies. And when in my brain, I'm originally thinking Rice Krispie treats, like it's packed, and he's shooting like essentially a brick at someone. And then I found out that it was actually Rice Krispies. And I'm trying to think in my brain, I'm like, those things, I would assume you would shoot them and it would just disintegrate, right? Like there, it's puffs of grain. I imagine you use any kind of combustion, it's going to come out like confetti. I can't imagine what that would be like, to be shot with that kind of stuff. And who is packing a shotgun shell with Rice Krispies? To me, that seems like you have a shotgun. You probably could afford shotgun shells, and you could afford a shotgun shell with buckshot as opposed to Rice Krispies. The whole thing screamed crazy to me, and apparently the victim had a non-life-threatening injury to the hand. I can only imagine if he had a life-threatening injury from it. And apparently the victim refused to press charges. Again, probably because the stupidity of it all. The guy who shot it was 29 years old and apparently was living in some sort of homeless encampment out in California. So maybe that's why he didn't have any money to buy a real shell. But what are you shooting at? Like, if you're homeless, you probably don't want to shoot. You're probably the only source of food. But again, what do I know? There was a homophobic slur shouted at a sporting event. Imagine that, everybody. Someone using a homophobic slur at a sporting event. And apparently it was fans shouting a homophobic slur at the goalkeeper, the American goalkeeper in Mexico for the World Cup qualifier. And they were shouting, where is it? the word, hold on a minute, let me turn this, where is it, trying to find it, puto, which translates as gay prostitute. So that's wonderful. And apparently this is something that Mexican soccer fans had done on more than one occasion, and even did it during a football game when the Houston Texans and Oakland Raiders were down there in Mexico City. So sport fans are just hoodlums no matter wherever they are. They're going to do dumb things and chant stupid things. So puto, everybody, puto. A crazed fan sent Trisha Helfer. I have no idea who Trisha Helfer is, but apparently she's been in some TV shows. She was in Battlestar Galactica, and there's a picture of her, and a very pretty lady. She's 43 years old. Someone had sent her a syringe full of sperm. Now, why would anyone send anyone a syringe full of sperm? Like, what is she supposed to do with that? How long does sperm stay viable, like, fresh? Like, you're mailing it. I'm assuming if you send it overnight, it's 24 hours. I'm assuming sperm probably has to stay at a certain temperature. I don't imagine room temperature is the temperature it's supposed to be. But she's supposed to take this sperm and just take the syringe and shoot it up her hoo-ha. That sounds like a bad choice all the way around. Not sure. Maybe he's thinking she would drink it. Maybe he ate a lot of pineapple and it would be a tasty treat. I don't know. People are stupid. Don't send syringes of jizz. Everybody, please don't do that. And I saw a video of a guy at a Burger King going ballistic. This was in Houston, Texas. He was at a Burger King. I don't know what made him go irate. Large man. He threw the cash register on the ground. He's ranting and raving. And he had a almost like a full cast on his leg. It was like a walking cast on it. It was up to like his knee. It was huge. And an employee of Burger King came out to confront him. The man pushed the employee. The employee punched him twice in the face, knocked him down. Another employee came out with a taser and was tasing this dude when he was on the ground. A third gentleman came and was kind of like putting his knee on this guy while he was on the ground. This guy was white, just so everyone knows, because white people are stupid. And he was going buck crazy, saying inappropriate things. And the three employees who were African-American tossed this dude out on his ass. And it's always interesting. I hate to say it. I guess I'm a bit of a voyeur in that I like to see videos like this. But it always makes me go, what led up to it? Like, no one is ever videotaping like the mundane part of people arguing over whatever. They just catch the end part of the people going buck wild, throwing the register around and throwing punches and whatever. But it made me wonder, like, what made this guy go buck crazy? Like, they ran out of they couldn't give him a Whopper Jr., or they put a tomato on his sandwich when he didn't want it. Like, what is causing a man to go that kind of insane? Like, I can't imagine, at least currently, going buck wild crazy in a restaurant to the point where someone is tasering me on the ground. And I hate to say it, it was one of those punk-ass tasers, not worth the projectiles come out and hit you. It's one of those ones that kind of has that little bit of electricity, that lightning rod in between two ends that she was tasering him with. And it didn't do a whole lot because it didn't stop him from being a fucking idiot. But if you get a chance, you might want to check that out if you're a voyeur like me. And there you go, everybody. And if you're ever videotaping something like that, people, turn your phone or camera, I guess, sideways, horizontally. You're going to get a better taping from it. Because I hate it when you're watching the vertical one and then on the two sides, it just shows blankness or whatever. So come on, everybody. I know it's in the heat of the moment. Turn it horizontally. Train yourself correctly. Okay. So that's it, everybody. I'm at like 15 minutes. And like I said, I try to keep these at 15. I keep seeing these podcasts where everyone's doing like an hour 90, 2 hours. Like, The one I did, Hellbent for Dinner with Keith Bergman, was probably, I think it was like 90 minutes. And it's interesting in the moment, but I can't imagine you, the listener, wanting to listen to that for 90 minutes. There's a thing. Being succinct in editing is where you should go. So, excuse me. So go listen to this Elemental Podcast, SoundCloud, iTunes, but I would suggest you listen to CastBox, everybody. They're apparently helping sponsor me, and by helping sponsor me, they're just asking me to promote their stuff, so I'm doing it. Go to CastBox. It's an app. You can find them on the web, too, if you want. They're on Twitter. They're all that good stuff. CastBox, C-A-S-T-B-O-X. Go find it. Listen to Elemental Podcast. I'm up there. And if you listen on CastBox, maybe I'll get some change, and that would be nice, too, because I don't get anything else from this. So, and if you guys ever leave a review for something on Facebook or Yelp or whatever, be smart about it. I saw a guy who used to do open mic comedy left a really dumb review on Facebook, and I wanted to get into it with him, but I'm like trying to be a better person and not trying to engage in stupid comments. So be smarter. So again, everybody, thank you. It's Monday, June 12th. Thank you for listening. It's the Elemental Podcast. Go listen to CastBox. You're the best. See you. Bye.